Chapter 5, Exerting Influence. Chapter author and working group lead, Ashley James. Working group contributors, Adam Dobson, Leslie Holdsworth, OBE, Liz Jen, Adrian McGregor, Chris Mercer, Emma Park, John Ryan, Brad Skeynes, and Ash Shattuck. The MSKR Manifesto for Reform makes a clear case for change and details specific policies to bring this about. Change, however, relies on the ability of these ideas to influence people. We are aiming to make a persuasive case that influences individuals who then in turn influence their friends, colleagues, teams, services, organizations, and so forth. Throughout the development of this manifesto and at all previous MSKR events, a frequent concern has kept us thinking pragmatically. It's all well and good in theory, but how can we influence that change? We feel that patient care can be positively influenced by reforming the way in which MSK industry seeks to influence clinicians and exerts its influence through the media. As the previous chapter discussed at length, unwarranted clinical variation is an issue in MSK practice, but how might we best influence the clinicians concerned and make a persuasive case to change behaviours? If the care delivered is varied, is it any wonder that the media representation of MSK practice and pathology is also varied? Why wouldn't inconsistent messages from clinicians and inconsistent messages in the media contribute to a huge variety of pain beliefs amongst the people who subsequently become MSK patients? Whilst we do not have a valid method to identify just how causal this inconsistency is on society's perception of MSK issues, if we wish to aspire to the accuracy, then surely we can improve the ways in which we look to influence opinion. This chapter, therefore, details policies in these three overlapping areas: influencing clinicians, influencing media, and influencing patients. Influencing clinicians. MSKR proposes a trusted communication infrastructure for private, professional discussions with accountable users and administrators. Adoption of evidence-based practice in MSK Health is challenging due to a number of documented factors, including poor access to information, limited appraisal skills, and ever-increasing service demands. Additionally, MSKR recognises that there are barriers with regards to interprofessional communication, platform inclusivity, and varied representation, all issues that can surely be improved in an age of connectivity and digital expansion. MSK clinicians work in a variety of environments across the UK, such as the NHS, private clinics, sports clubs, and in patients' homes in the community. Whilst this is a great indication of the versatility of MSK care, we hold concern that there has the potential to foster siloed forms of practice, which can stifle critical thinking in favour of practices based on convention, marketing, and anecdote. This, in part, may account for the high levels of unwarranted clinical variation seen across MSK practice and discussed thoroughly in the previous chapter. A frequent point expressed at MSKR events has been the lack of appropriate communication infrastructure for those interested in consolidating MSK best practice through discussing and resource sharing. An increasing mode of communication, increasingly used by those interested in MSK practice, is social media. Platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram offer health professionals an accessible place to communicate with peers, researchers, educators, and patients across the MSK industry. By design, these platforms are inclusive and open access, but do so by being fully public and potentially too exposed to be appropriate for some clinical discussions. Several MSK member organizations have developed closed platforms such as ICSP, Interactive Chartered Society of Physiotherapy, to offer their members the opportunity to connect with each other online, away from public visibility. These closed platforms are exclusively for members of specific professions and therefore inherently exclude patients and other MSK interested individuals of different backgrounds. They also suffer some of the same issues as social media in that they permit anonymity and therefore cannot always be considered accountable platforms. MSKR recommends communication infrastructure that appropriately corrects for these issues. The MSKR digital community platform is being developed with a brief which is specifically states that the forum and resource library is to be inclusive, accountable, and appropriately sheltered. Influence in the media. MSKR will develop and support a credible network of media-trained MSK experts available to journalists, producers, and broadcasters. Frontline MSK clinicians know just how easy it is for the best-laid rehab plans to be derailed by a newspaper article or a TV advert. A classic example being a treatment plan involving a patient engagement in active care with sustained commitment over a period of months and education to change that person's perception of what the problem is. The patient then encounters an anecdote broadcast in the media highlighting a much simpler, though not necessarily evidence-supported solution to their problem that could be administered passively. Those interested in MSK reforms have their work cut out to change deep-rooted societal perceptions around pain and injury. It is therefore important to identify ways in which we can improve the quality and consistency of public MSK messaging in the media. MSKR will respond with a press release within 48 hours to news stories related to MSK field. This is to ensure that an expert take on the matter is made available as a supportive or counter narrative. Some heartening news is that medical and academic professionals are among the most trusted in the UK, whilst journalism and broadcasting professionals are amongst the least. Whether or not these ratings are deserved is a topic of much debate, but it could be argued that whilst this trust-distrust ratio exists, any chance to get MSK voices heard in the media would have significant reward, especially if a trusted opinion was seen to oppose an untrusted journalistic one. MSKR's network of clinicians, patients, educators, and researchers will support a media action group to present credible press releases to media organisations and, in instances of false advertising, submit complaints to Ofcom. MSKR will host quarterly update sessions for journalists and other media personnel in which developments and insights in the field of MSK practice will be shared and accurate stories promoted. These short events will take place live and online and be promoted to health and science reporters as a priority to attend, with a summary of each event's talking points also distributed to a list of interested parties, which we have developed as part of our wider MSKR stakeholder map project. Influence in patients. It has long been noted in the literature that healthcare professionals have a considerable and enduring influence on the beliefs of patients they encounter. It is important, therefore, that clinicians are mindful of their language in the consultation room, but also in the public sphere, especially as patients are increasingly using more direct sources of to access news. For example, currently more than half of UK adults use social media as their primary source of news, and over 65% of 18 to 35-year-olds consider online resources to be their primary source of news. Many have hoped that patient information websites will provide the remedy to this misinformation. However, these are not without their problems. A 2019 systematic review studied 79 public-facing websites from six English-speaking countries and found that only 43.28% of their recommendations for lower back pain could be considered accurate. This is worryingly low, especially for a condition with far greater expert consensus than many other MSK conditions. MSKR advocate the involvement of patients as equal partners in all MSK projects, organisations and research studies. Quote from Adrian McGregor, patient contributor. I had physio, I had chiro, I had surgery, but I still somehow had nobody to work with. I was on my own, trying to figure out how much to do and when to exercise, but you just can't do it on your own. Throughout this manifesto, we have proposed a model of supporting patients to lead their care and empower them to manage their MSK conditions. For too long, patient voices have been absent from discussions, and so MSKR support patient partnership projects, such as the patient director role within Sussex MSK Partnership, and the patient editor role at the Journal of Orthopaedic and Sports Physical Therapy. Quote, patients as partners in research, it's the right thing to do, 2019. Rather than researchers informing patients and clinicians about condition and instructing patients how to behave, engaging in a way that promotes sharing and understanding of that patient's unique lived experience can mean that patients, clinicians, and researchers answer key clinical questions together. MSKR proposed further promotion of first-person patient advocacy and the sharing of public experiences within MSK care. Patients are the best narrators of their own stories and therefore a powerful and underutilized resource for helping others better treat and manage MSK problems. A shared language to suit a layperson may be necessary in some instances. However, MSK patients have individual agency and so should be treated with the respect and dignity they deserve. In many instances, patients whose journeys have led them to study their MSK condition and the contributing factors affecting their experience have a better understanding of MSK evidence base and its application than many clinicians. Patient quote, Tina Price. When you live in pain and you read something about how pain works, you try to fit your personal pain experiences into what you are reading, or at least I do. And when you just can't fit your experience, then this can lead to confusion, frustration, and despair, or at least it has for me. This chapter proudly states a number of policies that we feel will better influence clinicians, the media, and therefore patients to improve healthcare outcomes in MSK practice. These policies seek to refine and then broadcast messages and so rely heavily on the policies of the previous four chapters to raise standards. Failure to coordinate the action that will follow this manifesto could lead to high-quality clinical reforms that are not shared widely and therefore do not influence wider system change, or worse, an amplification of unreformed, low-quality practice which would be rightly met with frustration by all stakeholders. Let's look to mitigate this from the very start. MSKR shall remain open and inclusive to all interested parties by inviting partnership with any MSK organisation and allowing membership of any individual, regardless of their background. MSKR shall pursue the policies in this manifesto as prioritised by the voting membership with thoughtful, pragmatic activism.